This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. From where I'm sitting right now, things are beginning to open back up finally. Although the gun argument, the anti-gun versus pro-gun argument, seems to be heating up once again. In Virginia, Northam has, of course, passed a laundry basket full of gun control laws, which he promised to pass. This was his intent, and he got the Congress, the best Congress money could buy, or the best legislative body that money could buy, and well, he's doing exactly what he promised he was going to do, which is a rarity, unless you're a gun controller. In the meantime, I'm watching America struggle to open, to reopen. I have friends that ride motorcycles. They do that because they're free to do so. In this state, they have to wear a helmet, as they have in their utopian effort to protect my friends from themselves and their own reckless behavior. They also wear they would wear the helmet anyway, but they also wear boots and gloves and jackets in order to mitigate the risk. Freedom, it seems to me at least, requires that I decide how much risk I'm willing to take and how I want to or not to mitigate that risk. If I want to be completely protected, I just stay in my house and never come out, never ride a motorcycle or take a car ride or ride a bicycle or if I want to ride around with reckless abandon, maybe I stick my head out, my bald head out the window. I enjoy getting out and doing things, and in my youth, I've done quite a few things that would be considered a high level of risk, even though there were mitigating steps that were involved in it. Which reminds us, it reminds me, that it, in a coronavirus COVID-19 free world, it is still a very dangerous place. Once you leave the house, well, okay, for example, let me lay out the buffet for you. To get to the dining area of my house from which I am recording this right now, I have to go down a flight of stairs. I could fall down those stairs, and that could be very well be the end of me. Every time I move, every time you move, you're embracing a risk. Yeah, out there on the street, you could be hit by a bus. You could be stabbed in the park. You could contract the seasonal flu or die from a myriad of other lethal factors. And every day, you, me, everybody here in the United States, sometimes unwittingly so, I would imagine, based upon the way certain people are reacting, every day we mitigate those risks through prudent behavior, all the while knowing that we can't ever completely, totally eliminate them. This is our right as free and responsible human beings. And I sort of resent my rights being curtailed so others don't have to be responsible for mitigating their risk, but instead put faith in politicians and functionaries to do it for them. The reward of living my life freely is worth any risk of dying in the process. I was talking to a young lady she's a writer for American Thinker, and she is also at CD Media. Her name is Taylor Day. She's a very, very well thought out young lady. And we were discussing the various levels of fear that we see out there. And I brought up how even the peacetime army was a very dangerous place to be. And she said, well, it depends upon your job, right? And I said, well, no, not necessarily. And I told her a story of a very, he was a fortunate young man in that he survived it, but he was a cook. And I was on chow detail with him because I was a private E-nothing. This is right after I got right into Germany. My uniform was blank. I had very little on it. Had my name on it. So we go out to pick up this chow, and this young man is going to guide the deuce-and-a-half truck to back up and get a nice firm seal against the seal off so the refrigerated stuff and everything can be good to go. And not knowing what he is doing, he's asked how much more has he got to go as the guy's backing up, and he stuck his head between the truck and the dock. This didn't make him stupid. This made him very inexperienced because he thought the guy was going to stop. But it didn't, and his head was crushed. He did survive it. And, you know, this was a kid that specialized in making eggs in the military. So, and there was multiples of us there. And still, despite all of those things, as we tried to mitigate the risk, it still overcame our efforts. I mean, we used to do something in the military called STABO. Which is, I think they call it something different now, but this is where you basically have a Black Hawk helicopter hovering at 90 feet above you, and you hook up to this line that has got dropped out, and then it just takes off and carries you with it while you're dangling underneath the helicopter. And then you cruise around at a very, you know, festive altitude of 500 feet, and they tell you, listen, if we do have an in-air emergency, we'll try to cut you loose over some trees. Which tells me that they've had some aerial mishaps when they have been stabowing. It was never explained to me the purpose of why we would stabow. But, you know, at the same time, I think it's sort of a pickup thing, so they don't have to land in a place where they can't put the bird down because of the foliage or whatever. They'll drop a line and you just hook up to it. Whatever it is, sometimes I think we did some things in the Army just to say we could, to build our confidence. But in everything that we did, and everything I continue to do today, and everything I will continue to do for the rest of my life, and the same with you, every time we leave the house, every time we get up and move around, we are embracing risk. And America, I hate to tell you this, but I mean, you cannot run from a virus. You're not fast enough. You can't hold your breath long enough. I see all these people right now wearing masks, and I mean, the problem with the mask and the COVID-19, the more I look at this, I for a while I was thinking, well, surely a mask must help. But the problem with a mask and COVID-19 is if somebody does cough around you and they have COVID-19, well, those particles are going to hit your mask. But they're also, if you're not in a full hazmat suit, they're going to hit something on you that you're going to touch. And later on, when you think that you are good to go, you're going to touch your face. Unless you decon every time you go somewhere, you know, if you got a little decon station set up, which I guess that's a possibility. But how many people are doing that? Don't let life scare you. Don't let this get the best of you. It's much better to be out in the sun. The sun is a great disinfectant. But hey, listen. You are a free American, and you are free to make your own decision. So I will simply say this. If the prospect of living scares the hell out of you, stay home and stay safe. Don't expect me to do so. And don't denounce me. Don't condemn me for doing so. Because this was here in January and December when we were all thinking, oh, ha, 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 who's who's going to know? It was here. It was here already, people. But it's going to be okay because we will come through this. You guys have done superbly. We have flattened the curve, and now it's time to move on. Now it's time to get on with life. Feel free to step out in the sun with me. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As each day passes and we learn more about, the antibodies that are present and that CDC's not including this, or John Hopkins, whoever's including this on the little tote board that you see at, Fox News, they're not including the people that have had the antibodies, which are actually people that have had the virus. They're not including that in cases because that hurts the narrative. But despite the attempted suppression, every day there's more good news about the Wuhan virus in the United States. And the general consensus is that the nation has passed the peak and is well on the downhill side of the infamous curve that the media declared experts claimed necessitated a national lockdown and 30-plus million unemployed. And sit back and go ahead and pop some popcorn and get your favorite beverage and watch as Rashida Tlaib and a few others. Rashida Tlaib thinks that you should be getting a check for $2,000 a month until the pandemic time passes, which there will never be a day from this point forward that there will not be a COVID-19 flu virus, whatever you want to call it. It is here to stay. So this is a stab where they try to, you know, insert socialism here. They want you to become dependent on government. The only problem with being dependent on government is that government is not very good at actually managing things beyond their scope. You can tell that simply because nobody actually works within that. Now, when you look at some of the blue states where they stack people, and Florida, we'll throw Florida in there just for good measure. If you look at the number of antibody tests in California, New York, Florida, and Massachusetts, this indicates the actual death rate is around the same as a seasonal flu, 0.1 to 0.5%. Now, the World Health Organization, which didn't, they were busy on the sidelines cheerleading for China, is now touting Sweden as the model in handling the virus outbreak without resorting to a national lockdown, which raises the question, why was it ever necessary in the first place? It would be interesting to interrogate or question or interview the leaders in Sweden just to find out, why aren't you guys doing monkey see, monkey do like everybody else is doing? That would interest me to see their rationale. The rationale should have been that we don't know what we're dealing with, so we don't know how to deal with it. Now, I talked about this on Lock and Load. In 1969, in the middle of the Hong Kong flu pandemic, which killed 100,000 Americans, and I think it killed over a million worldwide, we had Woodstock in the middle of that. Nobody, you know, the New York Times was out there saying, there's a thing called Hong Kong flu. Next up, the Mets scores. How did the Yankees do? Home and Gardens on page 5. Not a whole lot of attention was paid to it in 1969. And we were in the middle of, it's sort of an interesting time to compare 69 to now, simply because there was an anti-war sentiment going on. We were following the Vietnam War. Moon landing was happening then. A lot of people were looking at a lot of different things, and they had less to look at. Another interesting thing about it is that the Hong Kong flu was actually more dangerous than COVID-19, because in 1969, we had less obesity going on. We had less diabetes going on. We had less heart disease going on. A heart attack in 1969, when that happened, everybody talked about it. If you were a diabetic, everybody talked about it, because it was less common than it is today. Interesting comparison, though. Is there, in reality, any reason why we should have locked down? There's a number of states right now reopening their economies. Last Sunday, I went to the local mall here, and 90% of the stores had signs on there. In the interest of safety, we decided not to open to safeguard our employees. Except, you know, the longer people aren't allowed to work, and they have to sit around and worry how they're going to pay this and pay that, this leads to other things that could be worse than the Wuhan virus. I mean, I'm really concerned about what we're going to find out when we look at suicide statistics during this, or the extended effect of what this does to people financially, because it will lead to suicide in some cases. White men in my age group are the highest numbers of suicide, where they have feel like they've failed or something. Now, there's, in the states where they're not opening up the economies, those governors are claiming that the threat in their state is still overwhelming, and they've extended the lockdowns for another month or more. And what's the reason here? Now, the state of Maine has a population of 1.3 million, and they have had 52 deaths from the coronavirus, or 0.004%. Yet Governor Janet Mills has extended the Democrat has extended the lockdown until June the 1st. At the end of January 2020, the state was facing a $525 million shortfall, and they had no idea how they were going to pay that. Until the coronavirus pandemic and a potential bailout from the federal government. So if you live in Arkansas, Janet Mills wants you to pay with your tax dollars for her shortfall. The longer the state is locked down, the greater the revenue losses and the more money Mrs. Mills can demand from Washington. California, with a population of 38 million, has recorded 1,944 deaths, or 0.005%. They have pension and general obligations that are overwhelming, and were so they were that way long before the coronavirus. The same is true for Illinois, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, among other states, all of whom are extending their lockdowns through the end of May. So as I'm telling you this, if you live in one of these states, first of all, I wish there was something I could do for you. And if you don't live in one of these states, the mismanagement of these states, they want you guys to pay for it. They want you to pay for it. They want to print trillion-dollar coins, and you pay for it. This pandemic has given many of these states a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to siphon money from a federal government that has cast all caution to the wind and is trying to print money as fast as the presses can operate. Rashida Tlaib got out there and said, we could just print $2 trillion coins to pay for this $2,000 a month. Just print them. So now that the original objective of flattening the curve has been achieved, there's more to these lockdowns than preventing the spread of coronavirus. And over the next 3 to 4 weeks, as Congress and Trump are confronted with yet another massive spending bill in order to bail out the states, the demands made by the individual states and their governors, this will show you their true motive. Look around, and when they show you who they are, believe them. These are the same people. They want to take guns. They want to restrict your speech. They want your money, and they don't care how you turn out. They don't care what happens to you. Pay attention. This is going to get... It could get interesting. It's definitely going to be it's going to be attention grabbing. I'll say that for it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals are getting paid more to list patients as COVID-19 and three times as much if the patient has to go on a ventilator. Senator Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota said the CDC is encouraging American doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths across the United States. Dr. Jensen also disclosed that hospitals are paid more if they list patients with a COVID-19 diagnosis.
Hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached.
The government's April job report is almost as grim as many were expecting, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story from Washington.
The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%. The job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of people dying from the coronavirus in Ohio's nursing homes continues to increase at an alarming pace. Close to 500 residents of long-term care centers have died of COVID-19 in the past 3 weeks, according to data released by the state. That's nearly double the total reported for the previous 2 weeks. The increase in deaths could be attributed to a significant jump or a backlog of cases being added over the past week. Since mid-April, more than 4,300 nursing home residents and staff members have tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want to take the remainder of this show, and I want to address two things. There's been recently two commentators out there, two news people, whatever you want to call them. They would call themselves journalists. One of them is a hero within the world of talk radio. The other one is a dude who likes to get parts of himself pierced when he's drunk and on live TV while he's ringing in the new year. So let's deal with the hero first, shall we? One of the constitutional freedoms, one of the pre-existing conditions to this country that the leftists are trying to shred is the Second Amendment. Never mind that in the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights, there is no asterisks anywhere indicating there's an exception in case of pandemic. So, if a law-abiding gun owner shows up to protest the government's attempt to infringe on their rights, why should they not show up with the weapons the government is trying to curtail their use of, even take them away if they could? Which leads me to ask the question, which part of bearing arms does Sean Hannity not understand? Hannity, who likes to count on his fingers when talking over his guests, repeating endlessly the same shop-worn phrases, decided to take to task the protesters who showed up at Michigan State Capitol to protest against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's draconian stay-at-home orders, including the deeming of gun and ammo shops as not essential, as the governors and mayors nationwide release felons to the streets. And the ever-modest Mr. Hannity opined that their bad optics was in fact hurting their cause. Don't get me wrong. I am a radio host. Professionally, I envy Sean Hannity. Except the problem is that when you get out here and you start talking about certain details, you better have your stuff wired pretty tight. And you better know what you're talking about. I have seen this in the gun industry. If there was a guy named Jerry Tsai who was the editor of Recoil magazine, and he made the mistake of saying that this gun is not intended for use by civilians, and as it should be. And about 5 days later, Jerry Tsai, well, maybe it was 6 weeks, I don't remember. Anyway, Jerry Tsai found himself out of a job very shortly after that. Now, Jerry was from California. And this is the way he was brought up. He was raised in an atmosphere where we tell you what you can have, and you can have it after you do this, 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 and this. This is the way people in California have to buy guns. Every gun out there today has a civilian variant, except certain guns like, say, a minigun or the cannon they mount on the front of the A-10 Warthog. Most of them have a civilian variant. So most guns end up in the hands of civilians. So when you get out there and you start slinging stuff about the Second Amendment, what's right, what isn't, you better have it together. Hannity got out there and said, I'm the number one supporter on radio and television that I know of the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Now, no one is a bigger defendant of the Second Amendment than yours truly, Hannity said Monday night on his television program. Everyone has the right to protest, protect themselves, and try to get the country open. But then he said, but this, with the militia look here, and these long guns, no. Show of force is dangerous. This puts our police at risk. And by the way, your message will never be heard, whoever you people are. Whoever you people are. No one should be attempting to intimidate officials with a show of force, and God forbid something happens. Then they're going to go after all of us, law-abiding Second Amendment people. I got news for you, Sean. I do. You know, if you could get away from that blow dryer long enough, I've got news for you. They're already after us. Ask, I don't remember the man's first name, but ask Mr. Willis out of Maryland, who had a red flag order served on him, and they killed him because he didn't want to comply. They're already after us. Ask all of those people in Texas who, when they were trying to get open carry, and legally they could open carry rifles, so they would go out and open carry rifles and still be rousted, still be arrested, still be taken away. Tell them that. Tell them that they would be after us. You know, in California. California was an open carry state until Ronald Reagan, of all people, made that go away when the Black Panthers showed up in the General Assembly with unloaded weapons. Unloaded weapons. They're already after us, Sean. That's why the protesters were there. And they were there with their weapons. And how do law-abiding citizens, veterans and retired LEO, who have legally purchased those weapons and know how to handle them, how do they endanger police exactly? It's not like they're juggling them. Police and law-abiding citizens are more threatened by the criminals that governors like Whitmer seek to release, even as they restrict our right to arm and defend ourselves and our families. Do you miss the fact, Sean, that more crime equals more gun control? And when crime gets stifled, you know, Michigan is a pretty big concealed carry state. Lots of people carry guns. I know lots of people in Michigan that carry guns. And even in Detroit, they started to fight back against lawbreakers. Has Sean forgotten, perhaps, that you know, when you go to a gun show, there's no mass shootings there? Maybe he's forgotten why the Second Amendment was written in the first place. Our liberty was won in a fight that was as technologically advanced for its time as anything we could see today. And we were fighting against the class of the world. We were fighting against the biggest world power at the time. And not unlike what we're experiencing today when mothers are taken away in handcuffs and shoved in the back of a police car as they take their daughter to the park. Or where calling a neighbor about the possibility of a play date for her child brings the police to her door. And where Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she's watching social media so that police can find and arrest those planning to gather together in the privacy of their homes, presumably after kicking down the door at gunpoint. Those people during the Revolutionary War were malicious, and they won our liberty by attrition at the point of a gun. They brought the guns from their own houses. When they went out and farmed or tilled or went to the church or whatever they did, they carried them with them. Critics of the Second Amendment say that they're not going after guns used for legitimate activities such as hunting. But the purpose of the Second Amendment is not to hunt. It is to shoot tyrants, Sean. And if you have a tyrannical government sitting there, making them a little nervous because you show up and say, you know, these guns that are just conceptual to you, well, here they are in the reality. Making them nervous, making them feel, you know, what's the big difference between these people and these students that we look at that, you know, crave a safe space when, they, in fact, there's no such thing as a safe space. Andrew Napolitano wrote in the Washington Times, the Second Amendment protects the right to shoot tyrants, and it protects the right to shoot at them effectively with the same instruments they would use upon us. If the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto had had the firepower and ammunition that the Nazis had, some of Poland might have stayed free and more persons might have survived the Holocaust. Maybe they do need to feel intimidated. Because they're trying to intimidate us. When you find a drone coming down low saying, hey, you get 6 feet apart. Is that not intimidation, Sean? You better wake up. A lot of people better wake up and understand that there is a point to trying to persuade and change people's minds and be diplomatic. And sometimes in the military, when we opened fire, it was referred to as going loud. Sometimes, all you got left is to go loud. That's after we've tried everything. People are trying to get Whitmer to understand this. Maybe a little intimidation is just the right thing to head off a little violence. There, I said it. Now we get to have a little fun when we get back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Overs.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
For some of us, after all this gets done, we can go out into the world and live a little bit and take in some vitamin D. And for the rest of you, I hope we all get on the same page very, very, very soon. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The reason I was so angry over this thing from Hannity is, you know, you're out there saying, I am the biggest, which sort of reminds me of Jimmy Swaggart. You remember that? When, you know, he would get out there and say, you know, you're not going to get into heaven without my stamp of approval. That's what you remind me of right now, Hannity. But, you know, there is the other side of the coin where, on the one hand, if you're going to proclaim I am the all-knowing, well, then demonstrate it to me. I don't really expect too much else from anybody else who doesn't do that. But then there's the little pencil necks that want to get out there and ask some really interesting questions, which, you know, God bless the media. Because without it, I wouldn't have known that Don Lemon at CNN wanted to know who the hell those people in Michigan thought they were. I don't really watch him. I mean, Don Lemon is one of the most uninformed people I've ever seen. So I've seen some of the things he says and some of the stupid stuff he does. But, you know, when he gets out there and says a semi-automatic or a fully automatic rifle, you know, who he claims to own one. Why is it okay for you to own one if nobody else can, Don? But I can't answer his question for him. And he reportedly directed his question to these armed protesters who, despite the nation's lockdown and the stay-at-home orders, had gone public to demand their constitutional rights to assemble, to lodge their grievances with their government, and to arm themselves. To be seen, this would be the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, Don, respectively. As the iconic, though fictional, counterpart Lemon said a generation or two ago, those protesters are mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore. You know, you can, it's very easy to get a copy of the Constitution. They make them in a little booklet. And you would think that Lemon, living in New York City, like Sean Hannity, by the way, thought, you would think he would have a passing acquaintance with the Constitution, which not so incidentally also protects his livelihood. While everybody's out there saying that Trump is a Hitler and a censor and a dictator, if that were true, we wouldn't be talking about Don Lemon today. He would be gone. And I mean gone. As a television news person, Lemon might even be expected to also be familiar with the fictional but iconic newscaster, Howard Beale, from the 1976 film Network. His, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, which was fictional. At least it seems prophetic today. We sit in the house. This is from the fictional Mr. Beale. We sit in the house and slowly the world we are living in is getting smaller. And all we say is, please at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radials, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. It seems like the recent armed protesters, Beale had, you know, like these people, Beale had reached his limit putting up with the diktats of people who insist they know better and who hold the reins of power, which, by the way, are handed to them in something called an election. In his case, it was network executives in this story, like the news show talking heads, like government autocrats. In the movie, Mr. Beale did not have any answers, and he admitted that. But he knew enough to understand that he and the others had to stop being docile sheep, which, whether it's compliantly staring at a TV screen to be lectured by a pompous know-it-all newsreader, or submissively bowing to the diktats of representatives of the people who've assumed more authority than justified or constitutionally provided. And that's where we led up to the, I'm a human being, damn it. My life has value. All I know is that first you got to get mad. And I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. And Mr. Lemon, Don, can I call you Don? That is who those protesters are. And they are indicative of what you'll find in just about every state out there, except the ones who are seeking to siphon the money away from the federal government. Because they don't allow that in their states. They are the people who have seen the government overreact and assume authority and power, which is both unnecessary and really very questionable. They are the people who, as a result, are mad as hell and refuse to take it anymore. When people reach that point with their government or with their media, they exercise their constitutional right to assemble, to express their grievances and protect themselves from those who would deny them those rights. And it would be good for Mr. Lemon if he doesn't do like his buddy Cuomo, who actually tested positive for COVID-19, to use his free time confined to his home by government, like the rest of us, to brush up on the Constitution, how it was arrived at, and the price paid to provide it. Those rights, the founders who put them in writing knew, aren't permissions granted by a government or by a ruler or even by a nightly newscaster. They are the rights of all people endowed by their creator, and these were in place prior to Sony making a TV or existing. They were in place prior to the iPad. All of the fine trappings that we have of life in 2020, these rights existed before there was a United States. And contrary to the current progressive understanding, the First Amendment wasn't intended to protect obscenity. The right to speak and to protest government is the heart. It's the hub of the First Amendment. And as the revolutionaries who gave us our Constitution intended, the Second Amendment wasn't written to protect the right to shoot some squirrels. It was written to protect the right to self-defense from tyrants who would deny the people's rights. Which leads me to this point. I am not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I don't get everything I do when I'm broadcasting correct. And I encourage you to go look at everything I put out there in front of you and corroborate it for yourself. And what I find interesting is as I come to the conclusion of this rant against two, you would think, opposing viewpoints coming from talking heads like Sean Hannity and Don Lemon. You'd think one's conservative and one is leftist. Isn't it interesting that I have to finish up by telling them both the same thing, that the Second Amendment was written for self-defense from tyrants? So, for Don Lemon and Sean Hannity, the answer is the same. Although Don Lemon has a, a little side question I'm going to answer very shortly. But the people on TV, do not make anybody an idol. Don't get caught up in the cult personality. Please don't. Because you are setting yourself up for absolute bitter disappointment. You are. They're just humans, and they're egotistical humans at that. So when they're out there pontificating to you, change the channel. And when Don Lemon asks, who the hell do you think you are, to the armed Americans of the United States who would get out there and protest their government, I will simply say this to him. Don, these are unapologetically patriotic Americans who believe in self-reliance, who believe in the Constitution, who believe in the country and God and family and have a value set and all the things that you and your what you think are your superiors, you and your superior mindset, you think this is all incorrect. That's what they are. They stand for that. They stand for that. And when they show up with weapons, you should heed the message. You should read the message, because the message is, we're here. We're patriotic, we're unapologetic, and we have a skill set to back all of that up. So if you don't want none, don't start none. And maybe after that you could go to your favorite piercing salon and get something else pierced on yourself while you're on camera, Don. It's really hard to take him seriously. It really is. And there I've said it again. So, if you're open, go out and live. And if not, we're watching. Keep your heads up, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.